and welcome to another Everyday Action Commentary. It's your commentary for August 2021. I'm your host, Zach. Just now we have Chris.
Hello.
And we have a special guest, Justin, joining us this time.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, and we are celebrating the 30th anniversary of a Junk Club Van Damme classic this time, Double Impact.
Double the fun.
Yes, Double the Van Damme, Double the Fun.
Double the buns.
Maybe, I don't know. I'm sure one of the twins at some point is like walking around with his buns out, but that was the Van Damme state trademark. But yeah, it opened in August of 1991. And apparently a ton of people, like we just kind of posted on like Instagram and stuff, and people like were like all over Double Impact, so we're just like, may as well watch it because we're always up for Van Damme. So yeah, so we are paused at we have it paused at zero. So as soon as the MGM logo comes up, if you're watching on like DVD or wherever you're watching it, just like as soon as the MGM logo comes up, pause it, and then I will give a countdown and we'll get started here. So 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, play.
Kitty.
Were they stoned?
Jean-Claude Van Damme. And Jean-Claude, they don't do the and Jean-Claude Van Damme thing. They don't do Jean-Claude Van Damme and Jean-Claude Van Damme.
I think in the like the VHS release they do, but not the Double Impact. We want to be taken serious.
So actually, we in January we did the other Sheldon Lettich Van Damme movie, Lionheart.
I've never heard about that one.
Yeah, that one was the year before this one. So, like, 1990 was Lionheart, and then 1991 Impact. It's also a Bloodsport reunion because you have, I think Sheldon Lettich like co-wrote Bloodsport, and then you have Bolo Young in this one as like another bad guy fighting Van Damme.
He's not like the big bad, which is unfortunate. I mean, he is a big bad, but he's not like the big bad.
Yeah. So I think is this like the like turning Hong Kong back over to like Britain is like giving up their like control of Hong Kong ceremony.
Oh no, that's like 1997.
I wonder if the babies are enjoying the show. Did any of you see that like 10-inch flash apparatus he had hooked up to the camera? Jesus Christ!
I know that's like a colonial, like not a colonial, but like a 18th century. Camera, like.
Surprised sparks didn't fly in their face after we took it.
Injects a hot bulb right into the carriage. Everyone's like Bruce Wayne rich. What is going on?
Oh, she's got the pearls. Martha! That's far.
Was this like the tunnel?
Was the tunnel in the 70s? Because this is supposed to be, like, you know, this is a flashback moment.
Yeah, because like I think the actual movie when like it's like grown up Van Damme is supposed to be like contemporary. This is like the 60s or something.
It could be.
Don't look like the 60s.
Some movies just don't even know what year they're in.
It could be because everyone's dressed like Jackie O. Like every woman's wearing like a bonnet hat thing.
Like that movie In the Heights that came out took place during like that 2003 outage. But what? I saw people with cell phones and stuff like that.
Wait, it takes place in 2003?
I don't know if it does, but that's when like the huge power outage in New York City happened, right around 2003 or 4, I believe.
Hmm.
Was wait, what? It's like, oh, they're gonna put cigars in it. I'm like, an empty box with a lighter?
I like how they're trying to, like, do something sinister after this tunnel's been built already. Like, too late, the tunnel's built.
They're up to some. Yeah. You know what blows my mind? I thought, like, every other country besides America drove on, like, the right-hand side of the car, but apparently, like, 95% of the world drives on the left-hand side of the car.
Mm-hmm. You think it's like, they'll talk about that before, right?
It's like Australia, UK, and... what, China, I guess, or
yeah,
Japan maybe.
Even Jamaica, they drive on the other side.
See, the good thing about classic movies like this is you can't tell when the stunt doubles come in. Unlike Terminator 2, when they had like when Arnold rides off that little overhang on the freeway.
It's a completely like toned actor too.
Mm-hmm.
Like a fat guy on a bike.
No, but in the 4K version, they CGI'd Arnold's face onto him, and it looks so bad.
Oh, jeez. Don't reverse or anything. Just
damn, I gotta get that in my car.
Yeah.
It's Thomas Wayne. Like, all right, not gonna well, he's, get like, me.
They're basically driving like the car from James. Like they're driving like a DB5. It's like a James Bond car.
His face.
Those actors only in it for like 5 minutes, so.
Is the glass sticking up out of his chest? That's pretty metal.
Were those peeping toms? Like, Martha.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah. This is. I mean, this is. Or rip the pearls
off. Rip the pearls off. Rip the pearls off.
Damn, Polo Young.
Hell yeah.
You know, guns are really hard to get in Hong Kong.
I mean, he's going dual wielding.
Time crisis mode enabled. I was always the dick in time crisis that would pay for two players, but I would just wield both guns like an asshole.
Yeah. Get Baby Van Damme's out.
Oh, yeah. So it makes sense now, like you were saying, if it's the 60s, if it fast forwards to like the 80s or 90s, then Van Damme's all grown up. Okay, I gotcha.
Yeah,
that's why we're like, wait a minute. Like, the bridge seems contemporary.
It's just like in some movies, like in Across the Universe, it's supposed to be in the 60s, but then you can, in the background of a few of the shots, you can see like a modern day train cruising by.
Yeah.
So this is 66, apparently.
Okay.
When the Victorian Harbor was, like, built.
Yeah.
I could believe up. That.
So that's, like, a real event.
Oh, do y'all have subtitles? I don't.
Nah. I think he's just yelling.
He's probably just like, I seen him over there.
Pretty much. He's like, he's getting away. Get after him. And none of his henchmen, like, understand. They're just like, oh, okay.
I like how there's, like, no attempt to, like, find, like Frank doesn't try to find the nanny. He's just like, oh, well, like, Chad's gone. Like, oh, I also like how the nuns are French to explain his accents.
Oh my god, so they did cover that reason why he has an accent.
But this one's not gonna. Yeah, just Alex has an accent. Oh no, I think Chad is the one with Frank, and then Alex is the Hong Kong one.
Yeah, but he has an accent still.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think there's any explanation of, like, why... Why, LA Chad has a French accent. Now it's the 90s, guy. You can tell if it's the 90s.
Oh, yeah.
This is the strangest curves I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Look at the girl in the pink. She's, like, mesmerized, dude.
There's so many girls in pink. Which one?
Oh, yeah, true. The Zooey Deschanel lookalike on the right.
Why is there karate guy?
Yeah, why does he have, like, the ankle warmers?
It's like a karate / aerobics dojo. Oh, it's Frank.
I got a bald head.
What the?
What is up with this, like, dojo karate?
Yeah, he's got, like a pink-colored gi. The other person's got, like, off-purple or something. This dude's rocking, like, the full chest and ponytail. Okay.
Yeah. Do they just let you, like wear whatever color gi you want in karate?
I'm a little confused, because I thought, like, the Catholic one would be the nice one.
Well, he had to grow up on the meat streets of Hong Kong, so...
Yeah, you got yellow, you got... It's Easter at the dojo today.
Yeah.
We'll see one of my kicks.
What's up with Australian Ken?
Of course his name's Chad. My virgin ears.
What?
By the way, I just dropped that bombshell on you.
I mean, the accent's the dead giveaway.
Uncle Frank, we're not related?
Also, he's not French, he's Belgium.
Yeah.
Why can't you say Belgium? He's always, like, not Belgium in his movie.
Why does Chad have an accent? That's the question. He was raised by Uncle Frank.
Did he not talk to his uncle? You did not speak to me for years, and now I speak French.
Via the Philippines.
Like, wait a minute.
Philippines air.
Does Frank know where Hong Kong is? Because he's just flying.
Nice model airplane.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, shit.
Jesus.
You guys got to think about it back in the day, too. Back in the day, they didn't have drones. They had to film all of those shots, whether it be stock footage or they had to film a new shot via helicopter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So expensive. Oh, the joint. Oh, yep. Shit.
When someone says joint, it's always going to be a shady place. Meanwhile, in a John Woo film.
Yeah, try. You can just jump right in. It's fine.
Yeah, just, you know, lose money.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. For a decent amount of Jean-Claude's lines, it looks like they did ADR. Like, it looks like they, like, re-recorded his lines in a studio and dubbed it over.
Probably.
Oh, hell yeah. I placed my coat on my forearm. Tie it around your waist. Tie it around your waist. Damn you, Yankee bastard. Oh, that went a different way than I thought. Apologies.
You'd have to use his dance aerobics to fight him.
Oh, shit. Damn!
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Alana Shaw.
Alana Shaw.
Who only made 5 movies. And yeah. How tall do you think this woman is?
Taller than Van Damme.
She's only 5'5". Like
5 foot. Hold on. How tall is Van Damme? Like 5'3"?
Yeah, I think Van Damme is like a lot shorter than you think he is.
Oh no, I googled it. Van Damme's 5'10".
Oh, okay.
They seem that's like not, the same height.
That's not like short, but that's like average for a guy, I would say.
She's wearing heels and is like, those are like 10-inch heels. I don't.
Not to be gay or nothing, but Van Damme's ass looks pretty fire in those shorts.
You're gonna see a lot of Van Damme ass.
Damn, it must be nice just to wear like those booty shorts and have that happen right away. Christ. Right?
Hello, stranger. Just keep going.
Yeah.
Look at their, like, 1950s Indiana Jones fridge in the background. What? He's going to hit him one more, and that's where you get double impact from.
Yeah, yep.
What did he say?
He's your cooler, more badass brother.
Let's just look at it.
Look at his hair. It's slick back.
It's not long enough to be, like, full slick back. It's, like, the same haircut, just, like, wet.
Earth 2 Jean-Claude.
This is the weirdest variant, Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Yeah.
I'm surprised his shorts didn't fly off when he sat down. I thought she was going to sit on him.
Yeah. Oh, relevant. Is Donald Trump the secret villain of this movie?
I that one video where the guy's like, Donald Trump, don't trust China. China is asshole, or something like that. Damn, they should have got Agent Carter and Agent Lee in that bitch.
Wait, how do the babies inherit, like, the fortune? I guess it's like...
Because they're the heirs to, like, the company, or something? Yeah. How did the nuns know to call Chad Chad?
Yeah, there's no note.
Yeah, it just left him there. It's like...
This baby's called Chad.
I get a very Chad vibe from him. Oh, no, Alex. Alex is the...
You know, they have, like, green screen, but they couldn't put, like, a wig on one of them. So there's a line in Hard Target where he's like, you take your boyfriend and you get out of here.
Yeah.
It's like his weird, like, threats he uses.
So you gotta imagine, for that shot there, they literally had to rent a boat and film another boat going by.
I don't know what the money went to. More, like, establishing shots or, like, Van Damme's wardrobe. Like, the fancy Alex Van Damme.
Chad's crazy wardrobe. I'm pretty sure Alex just wears like a leather jacket the entire movie. But Chad has those, is like crazy like LA clothes.
So Chad's the like fancy one. Okay. A Rambo boat? What's going on? Oh, so Jeffrey Lewis is actually Juliet Lewis's father.
That's Frank, right?
Yeah.
He also has a very, like, Dabney Coleman vibe.
Yeah. He plays a lot of, like, that guy, in fact.
Sweet rides. They're twins, too. I still gotta watch some of Van Damme's more modern action movies, too.
Well, it's good to stay, like, with a good base, because, like, Double Impact definitely is the stronger of his, like, earlier roles. And he's got acting versatility. He's playing the silk underwear one and then the cigar-smoking one.
Shit, yeah, you're right. I'm not gonna lie, his tie choice isn't that good on the other dude. Because, like, it's kind of pink and it blends in with his pink shirt.
Yep, yeah. Make it look like it's floating.
Mm-hmm.
That was the 90s, man. You ate Campbell's soup and then you wore funky-ass ties.
Tomato soup. Damn, he's getting pulled over GTA style. Dude, I'm not going to lie. When I was coming back from Maryland, I think. I saw someone getting pulled over via boat over the river. I was like, oh shit, it's real.
Like, was it the police or the Coast Guard?
Oh shit.
He never puts down his cigar.
Nice. Oh, that's great. Why does it sound like that Asian guy's like grunt was dubbed on when he jumped off?
You know, this whole thing is that way. So who's like his like first mate? They basically have, like, a Milton from Suicide Squad, like.
the way they're positioned just reminds me of Sea of Thieves. Like, dude, just drop a gunpowder barrel and, like, shoot it when the other boat's near.
Yeah, no, he's going to pull that same maneuver from, like, Never Say Never. One of those, like, older Bond movies where they pull, like, a barrel. Oh, Thunderball.
Thunderball, yeah.
I doubt dumping two cars is really going to make this tugboat, like, go super speed.
Yeah. Like, a slightly faster.
Yeah, but you're, like, one's a pursuer car, like a pursuer boat, and then...
Dude, it looked like that car weighed nothing when they sent it out.
Yeah.
I do appreciate, though, back in the day, that they literally, like, wrecked cars like this just for a shot.
Yeah.
Like, that's one thing I do appreciate about the movie itself's not too good, but the stunts are fantastic. The Need for Speed video game movie with Aaron Paul.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
There's, like, literally no CGI. All the cars are driving, like, 120 miles an hour. They have rigs that are, like, on other cars going that quick, and they're wrecking cars. I was like...
They didn't really promote the realism. I feel like they should have.
Yeah, it's like, all right, well, props to them, at least in that aspect.
Also, I feel like the boat could have just went around that like small fire.
It didn't engulf. Ocean.
Yeah, it didn't put like a wall. Yeah. Fire.
Oh no, Mercedes on fire.
Oh, that's morbid. Damn. No, I did not want to see that.
I don't think that was CGI either.
No, poor guy. He'll still come back from it.
That's not the same thing. That's a wonton.
Yeah.
Be a man.
Because if so, I'll definitely eat it.
Yeah. You see that, Alex? I'm hitting on your girlfriend.
Haha. If it's supposed to do that, then I don't even need it.
Also, why is, like, this lawyer, like, with... These guys.
With Alex?
Yeah, like, she seems very prim and proper. Why is she hanging out with Alex?
Hell yeah, America. Dude, Van Damme was rocking the stubble before it was cool.
A blonde stubble doesn't stand out as well. Like, you kind of need, like Clint Eastwood has, like, really good stubble because it's, like, mixed color. But Van Damme, like, he just looks like a high schooler with, like, a 5 o'clock shadow.
Yeah, that's fair. I will say that for the past like 10 years, that's been like the standard for like superhero movies, action movies. Like to have that 5 o'clock shadow, that's like the thing to have.
True. True.
Must be nice. Didn't even beep at that man. He's got patience.
I like the updates of the modern triad. Other guys are wearing like nicer suits. These guys are wearing like tacky ass like 90s gear.
Yep.
What, rocking like a cool mullet.
Was that green corduroy or was that velvet? What the hell is that?
Looks like velvet. That must be hot. Hong Kong is not like summery. It's like humid as hell.
It's definitely swamp ass weather. That dude, I'm not gonna lie, looks familiar.
Well, it's Bolo Yeon.
Yeah, he's been in a lot of
Bloodsport.
Him right there.
Yeah.
He's pretty famous.
He's the main like fighter in Bloodsport that fights Van Damme.
He's like one of the most like bodybuilt martial artists at the time.
Yeah, I think he can deadlift like 700 pounds at one point.
All right, let me see. God, he's 75. Shit.
Yeah, Bolong is like awesome. Like he was like. A long time up until he hit his 60. Like, he's definitely a guy. If you told me he was on steroids, I'd be like, that's fine. But then it's like, you know, he looks so natural. Like, just how, like, it wasn't like he was cut, he was just big.
Yeah, I'm just trying to see what else he was in. Yo, this man is in like 17 movies in 1973. Christ. Mm-hmm.
It was Enter the Dragon. I think that was his big breakout. He fought Bruce Lee.
Fun fact, so did Jackie Chan in one of the Bruce Lee's earlier films.
I think it's also Enter the Dragon, too.
It could have been, yeah. I remember Jackie was credited as, like, neck-snapped assassin or something like that.
Why did this guy keep a cigar? It's not even his name is the same.
Yeah, why would you take off? Why would you not take off like the monogrammed, like engraved, like box thing? I'm 25.
Even though Van Damme doesn't look 25.
Yeah.
I have to imagine Bolo Yeon plays the same character in all his movies that survive, like, every henchman job he takes.
Yeah.
Like, this is the same character from Enter the Dragon. Mm-hmm. Just working for a new boss. They all look the same. It's like, do you see the familiar faces?
That cream suit.
Anytime that, like, I see a person wear an overcoat without putting his hands in it, like, through the sleeves, bad guy, right?
Yeah, that jacket's big as hell. Look at that thing. God damn.
That's how bad people wear their clothes.
Shit. Ain't no one gonna give my boy a like, goddamn.
What?
Does Bolo wearing a contact in his right eye then?
He got shot in the face 25 years ago.
Oh, yeah, shit.
Definitely a contact.
Like, so 25 years before, like, so that's actually a real life thing he has on his eye.
No,
like in the
movie,
the flashback, like Frank shot him through the window, and then like
yeah, he was on the I picked up bleeding, on that a little bit, but I didn't know if like that was some way to write a real life injury into it.
No, he's fine.
Oh, okay. Yeah, like how like Transformers 3, Megan Fox just randomly has her arm in a sling after like that little teleportation event or something.
Oh, they incorporate it like the real life accident.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Oh, we're here it comes.
That's also like one of the oldest henchmen. Like, come on. Yeah, why not just send Bolo? Like,
yeah.
I'm not gonna lie, the best thing in action movies from the 90s is the soundtrack. Like the upbeat, like dance, techno, like.
Yeah.
That's when you know when you're like super bad.
It's just the best.
Oh, just like the Casio, like. Drums, a beat.
Oh, just wait for this movie. Damn.
Oh, he got reverse Van Damme.
Yeah. That's what he did to Bolo in Bloodsport.
I mean, this is Hong Kong business.
Did he? Oh, never mind. I thought he bled on him at first. It was a weird cut. I was like, wait, what happened real quick? Nice, they got the soy sauce right there. Hell yeah.
I did like that they gave him a ride back.
Yeah, yeah, right. They're very considerate.
They're just like, let's go back to eating, please.
This is an everyday occurrence in Hong Kong in the 90s.
But you did it.
I flogged the log when you could flog Molly.
Oh. Also, like, Alex is dressed like Chance Bordeaux already. Like, from Hard Target. Another Van Damme movie where he wears a duster.
I don't think Alex, like, unholsters his leg, though. Oh, this is the big, like, composite shot of the movie.
Damn, yeah.
At least they kind of composite each other, so they kind of have the same lighting. But that's it. Oh my god, that was only like 2 seconds.
Yeah.
I will say, like, you could see the little tethering around his, like, jacket was a little bit off, so you could, like you were saying, he's composited into the shot. Who's this chick?
This is Corina Everson.
Oh, wait, isn't she like a bodybuilder or something?
Yeah, she got, like, way huge after this. Like,
yeah.
Why did that scene look way more sexual than it needed to be?
Yeah, she was, like, Mrs. Olympia from, like, 1994 to 1989. So she just came off of, like, being huge. Like, she retired, and then... Yeah, she was, like, huge. And then I think after this, she got big again just for fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you, like, Google her, like, she is, like, you What's definitely don't want to throw a punch at her. Corina Everson.
Yeah, she's 63 from Wisconsin. She was in Hercules? What? That's what's up. You're good. You're good. Good. We did that when I was up in New York City on the Staten Island Ferry. I was like, you're good. You're good. And of course, the ferry like scraped the wooden barrier on front.
You know, Chad is like full on like Johnny Cage. This is like literally like Johnny Cage from the Mortal Kombat movie. Just like walking off the ship with like tons of luggage.
It's the same exact bags, too.
Yeah.
That just needs a little dusting. That's like a day's worth of cleaning work.
Mm-hmm. We see a montage that's like a jaunty tune. Ew, the spiders.
They love you.
So why do they have to stay in this, like, dive?
It's like their secret, like, lair of operations or something.
My hollowed out volcano lair.
Why couldn't they just stay at like Alex's like club, right? Like we have to go further away from Hong Kong?
Mm-hmm.
Again, I like to remind you that Hong Kong, it's really hard to get a gun.
Okay.
Like, he's a aerobics instructor, karate guy. How would he know about guns?
You never heard of gun fu?
Yeah. Gun class?
He's not even looking, yo. Oh, that's great.
I think we're halfway through and we only know really about Chad's background. We don't know anything about Alex.
That's the spin-off movie, Into the Chadverse.
Single Impact.
And now the movie just turns like a full like John Woo movie.
Yeah, he has a gun. It's like he's never shot a gun before. You gave an MP5?
Yeah.
He's playing solitaire.
He's practicing his magic.
Oh, shit.
One day I'll get off the streets.
What did he do? What?
I think he broke his neck somehow?
But, like, he, like, yeah, that was, like, a weird, like, he just, like, hit his forehead and, like...
Was he, like, not... Was the stool thing to not make a sound? Is that what that was?
Yeah.
But the neck snap was hilarious. Weird. Yeah, it wasn't even a twist. It was just, like, he slapped his forehead.
Now that I think about it, how has Jean-Claude Van Damme, just like himself, not been a DLC character in Mortal Kombat?
Well, the story was that, like, Mortal Kombat originally was going to be a Van Damme game.
A
but
BlizzCon
then,
game, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And then, like, just arguments and licensing rights became Mortal Kombat.
Oh,
so he
well,
just
cool.
swore off, like, video games. But for some reason, he was okay with, like, Street Fighter, the movie, the game. So that he's still in a video game.
Like, how metal would it be with just, like, to be Van Damme, just going around in open world GTA style, messing people up?
Yeah. I also feel like there's a Time Cop video game that was based on the movie, but I could be wrong.
I think it's probably more based on, like the weird comic book or something. Like, was it like a Dark Horse comic, I think, or something?
Yeah, you're right. I just Googled it real quick, and it's like, it's based on the comic.
Yeah.
It came out the same time as the movie, but it has nothing to do with the movie. Oh, wait a minute. No, Time Cop is actually, he's in Time Cop, the video game.
Oh,
look-alike is.
Why is the flammable logo upside down?
It's Hong Kong.
It's Hong Kong.
Oh, that's right. I've forgotten. Hong Kong flames burn downwards.
Inflammable means flammable?
Keep that toolie on him.
Oh, hey, Alex. How did I not see him?
He's got good skill points and,
yeah,
like, stealth.
Mm-hmm.
Who's, like, Bolo Jr. over there?
Yeah. Oh, shit. Slow-mo.
Yeah, he could have let him go, but for some reason, he really wanted to kick that dude.
I got to show off my match. I got to show off my karate.
No, his first kill, just is like, whatever.
I just love that swan dive Van Damme did into the sandbags.
He didn't have to do it. He had enough time to reposition himself, but
he
really wanted to do, like, a front flip.
He's just talking to stunt coordinators like, yo, guys, like, no, this is going to be awesome. People are going to love this.
And, like, I've never seen it in other movies since. It's not like, oh, this is going to be an iconic stunt. People are going to recreate it. It's like, nah. Yeah!
Full John Woo, baby! Yeah, there we go.
That's the true Hong Kong play. Double time, at least half the time. That'd be cool.
I feel like if they just shot the right chemical, this would be a superhero origin story.
He clones himself, now there's three of them.
Triple impact.
So a Beretta holds about 9 bullets, I think, a clip.
Oh, yeah, there we go.
That gun is just empty.
Cover me, I'm reloading.
Combat roll.
That sniper's taking a sweet time.
Yeah.
Van Damme better shoot off the screen to reload.
Wait, what? Why does he have, like, the Cobra gun?
The snake musket gun, yeah.
Oh, damn, that shit looks so heavy in his hand. What?
Thanks, Uncle Frank.
Rooftop Franks.
With his giant-ass sniper, like, scope. That thing was, like, a telescope.
He had, like, a glass bottle of moonshine as the scope. Hell, oh god, as he got back up.
Phantom's just like showing off all his like fancy moves, like his doing the like jump flip and like his like roll move.
I'm kind of mad that dude was standing in front of like a bunch of canisters of helium and that didn't play into the scene at all.
Yeah.
Well, remember, this is flammable, so it's totally fine. What was that guy with the stick gonna do? I like how he waited for them to, like, as it's exploding, like, they could have drove away, then he could have blown it up, like.
Yeah. Got to wait for the perfect time for it to look cool.
But, like, it's not a controlled explosion. He didn't know exactly what was going to happen.
He's like, what? No, you.
I like how Chad is just, like, full bloodlust, like, that was fucking awesome! I killed people!
Yeah, Hong Kong's awesome! Okay. See, like, now they establish that this is Griffin, like, her boss.
They mentioned it before.
But that really should have been early established, not just like, okay, I guess I'll snoop now.
That's like no sense that she's like this like super proper like office worker, but then the first scene is like she's like trying to give like fucking Chad a hand job. Like.
Well, you know, it's always the quiet ones you gotta worry for. They're the ones trying to like put your hands in your pants.
Yeah.
The climax club? You know, Raymond and Griffin, they did not age. They're, like, pretty much the same 25 years ago.
Is that ship a cake?
I think it's a sushi boat.
Yeah, I think it looks like there's little sushis inside the boat. I love the field goal post.
Oh, it's a cake.
Does that mean this is a cake?
Also, they made, like, the, like, henchwoman cut the cake? That's weird.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's like, you're the only woman here. Would you like to cut the cake for us?
You really gotta question your organization of, like, you're just a sexist asshole.
Oh, yeah.
It's the samurai cop.
Is it?
No, I'm not this fucking with you.
You know, like, what's weird is that both twins both have the identical bump on their forehead.
Oh, yes. I see the bump a little bit.
It's a Van Damme bump. Like, he just always had that. But it's weird that both twins have it.
Yeah, the Jack Nicholson hair. Oh, what the hell?
This is a real song.
Oh, shit.
And why did Stop, Get Up, Give Me Some of That? It's not a pop hit of 1991.
Oh, shit.
Wait, let me have some cake first. Ah.
I smoke my cigar. I don't care.
Also, that wasn't his heart. That was, like, the left side of his breast. Like,
what if it's, like, Ninja Assassin that's on the other side?
Yeah. She knew this? She knew,
sorry.
Like, he was...
Sorry, deep cut.
Wait, why did he come through the back door if no one, like, no
yeah,
one stopped him?
Yeah. And they're literally both in the same room now. Like, it's like...
That ruined the illusion, like...
Yeah. Like, they finally realized that they could, like, both suspect their hair, like, looks like the same person, like...
And there. I lift things up and put them down. That's ridiculous ADR right there.
You being poisoned? What was up with that view?
My God. He definitely got wood splinters to the face.
Yeah.
And someone trying to grab... I was about to say, I thought I saw him go for that.
Wait, why knock out that dude? Why knock out the guy that's like...
It would have been more epic if he took a drink out of it, put the cap back on, and then smacked him over the head with it.
Yeah, like he's more of a partier guy instead of just like smashing this innocent guy in the back.
Damn.
There we go.
See? Okay, still smashing. Dude, just fake the fall. Don't challenge him.
But I was like, it's like impossible to know who's who.
They both fight the same now. We know how Frank fights.
I'm seeing double. Four Van Dams.
Whoa.
I do like that the bodyguard, like, recognized.
Bookworm. She reminds me of that one chick from Scary Movie, the gym teacher. She's like, come in, take your top off if you'd like. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. Is this work appropriate?
NSFW. You can definitely find this scene on Pornhub, guaranteed.
I like how they just want to show you, like, the butt. Like, just to emphasize tension, I guess.
I will say, though, it's also weird, too, because she's wearing, like, tight, like, leather pants, whatever the hell, the latex pants, or whatever the hell that is. But they're not ridiculously tight, either. It's weird.
Oh, they're just, like, they're just fitted.
Fitted, yeah.
Yeah.
They're not, like, dominatrix, like, vacuum seal tight, but it's still questionable. Yeah.
He's about to eat that whole bowl for himself? Jesus.
I got it. I got it
cooked.
I've got the carbo load.
It's random, like, Cornish game hens just chilling up there.
Cornish? No, this is like Digit. Like, on an island. Where do they get fresh groceries?
Yeah.
Okay, so heads up, guys. If you have a coworker that just wears, like, fitted leather pants, you work for an evil company. Like, that, you know what I mean? Like, you don't just don't see that.
That, like, constantly like, accosts you when you, like, go, try to, like, look up records.
Like, look at her. She's business evil.
Yeah.
Can you believe there's still more movie left?
It's almost an hour left.
I'm like, this is the climax, right? And it's like, nope, there's still like 40 minutes.
And you gotta remember, especially 90s movies, the credits were only like 3 or 4 minutes long.
Yeah. Is Chad how to drive a boat? I guess so, but...
That LA lifestyle. You know to shoot, you know to drive a boat. So another fun fact about this movie. Some of the stunt coronation is done by like one of the stuntmen that was in Batman movies. Like he came off the one of the guys came off from the original Tim Burton Batman, and then he did the stunts for Batman Begins like right after this.
That's so cool.
Oh, wait, no, it was the dude with the ponytail. The Ken guy. I did not expect him to be British. Or he's British, not Australian. Another fun fact, this guy is also in a lot of Van Damme movies, too.
Thought that car got wrecked in the harbor.
Oh, man. Spurs!
They probably reused it and then it blew it up at the end. Oh, so this guy is Van Damme's personal trainer.
Phone guy?
No more.
Phone guy, yeah. He was Van Damme's personal trainer from, like, 1990 to, like, 2016.
It looks like his name would be like Vinny Scabaducci or something.
Kamel Karfa. Yeah, he just like...
Did you see how he dialed that phone? It looks like he just worked his arms out for 3 hours and he was like struggling to bend them.
Wait, that was like a rotary phone or...
It was like a 90s like mobile phone.
Fuck the phone.
What?
Why did he look? He had no gun.
No, you monster. What the hell? Yo, how did that foot get that? Did he slit his throat with his foot? What?
Yeah, he's got spurs on, man.
Oh my gosh, dude. I love how, like, regardless of what's going on, they're still just, like, out there trying to sell fruit and shit.
Well, I'm pretty sure they didn't have, like, license to film all this, so this is just, like, run through the crowd.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Because I guess you got to be realistic. Who's going to bitch that they're, like, in a movie that probably no one's going to ever hear of in this country?
Well, Double Impact did pretty well, but it's just, like, yeah, I'm pretty sure they just filmed this, like, all right, just, like, we're not paying all these extras anything.
Yeah. Because I'm not going to lie, you do get the real reaction of someone running through a crowd, and then the crowd's just like, what the hell, what's going on?
Yeah, like, Hong Kong is ridiculously crowded, so, like, either way, people are going to be in a movie.
Also, this is just, like, straight up Bloodsport again. Like, this is, like, he's, like, running across boats.
Well, that's what you do in Asia.
Yeah.
Also, these are people's houses in Hong Kong. Like, they live on this boat. So someone's just, like, coming in, jumping through your house. I do like how he made her jump, but he stayed on.
Yeah. Wait,
did they recognize his boat?
Was that Elsa's boat, or was that just a random boat?
I think it's his boat, but how do they recognize his boat?
Yeah.
Please pick up that bottle of alcohol. I know
freaking
you want.
And
you're looking at it now.
Ah.
Somewhere out there in this world. For people who collect movie props, someone has the screen used Double Impact helicopter in their backyard.
I mean, it has the same color scheme as like a Hess helicopter, so this is just gonna be a Hess helicopter. Anyway.
That was definitely another shot right there, like you said, Chris, where they like had no. They didn't inform anyone they were filming. They're just like, yeah, it's a bunch of ships in the harbor, let's film it.
Yep. This is just stock footage from, like, a tourism video. acting. He probably is drinking that. You're right.
Do it. Do it. Did you guys ever see that? It was like this short film with Thomas Jane and Ron Perlman called Dirty Laundry, and it was for the Punisher.
Yeah,
dude, that sort of reminds me of whopping the shit out of people with Jack Daniels or whatever that was.
So this is a Johnny Walker red bottle. Like, it's the cheapest Johnny Walker. Like, a lot of Asian people use it for cooking.
Hey, whatever works, man. When do you think they're releasing this movie on 4K Blu-ray?
I'm sure it's probably a Blu-ray. I don't know about 4K, but...
I could fathom it being on Blu-ray.
So yeah, don't sleep with your brother's girlfriend. I feel like that's a good rule, right?
Mm-hmm.
Man, 90s underwear, so awesome. It's like half sexy, half like just big. Like
Double Impact is on Amazon Blu-ray for $6.96.
Oh man.
So that underwear gets like up-rezzed. It's a deal. What is happening? It's like anger, drinking, fever,
yeah,
sexy dream.
Yeah, I think Alex is like, oh, Chad's he's fucking my girlfriend right now. I'm gonna kill him.
But that's like a dream you have. Did he
just snort out the alcohol? What?
This is such a weird, like, just like turn of like. I feel like this is like a full like just Van Damme thing.
What?
This is
Van Damme's like, I just want to have a sex scene with like.
He kicked down the stairs. What the hell?
I want to have a dramatic acting scene and also a sex scene. Put them together.
Why is he acting like this is super 90s sex scene, like the lighting and everything, the position. You try to have sex with a girl like this, you'll blow out your hip.
Luckily the stair banister is made out of freaking balsa wood. Christ. Yeah.
Why does Alex like instantly think his brother's just gonna like fuck his girlfriend?
Well, he touched his dick. That's just like, it's like red flag number one. Also, she's having sex on a laundry line? Like, he knows she's having sex on a laundry line?
They're on my boats. They're in my laundry room on my boats.
It's where I would do it. So, like, is it implied that, like, all three of them are having the same dream?
It's like, they're like psychically linked.
That was like a David Lynch movie. What the fuck was that? Like, it's a whole different movie at that point.
Got some explaining to do.
Your brother's been drinking, having sex dreams. Anyway, welcome to our island that we just own.
Our abandoned hotel.
See, this would have been a better comedy scene than a weird drama.
Yeah.
And that's getting a lot of weird Dutch angles that's, like, coming on the stairs.
I feel like this is all just, like, it's all just a set, like, some crazy set of, like, Van Damme to fight himself.
Wow, this like green screen's better than before. Like everyone's shocked, like in that shit. You remember that scene in The Parent Trap where Lindsay Lohan like tricked her other sister? Now these two brothers are gonna bond over this? He keeps getting hit in the dick a lot.
Yeah.
Dramatic.
Yeah, it's such a weird, like, there's no music. It's like super dramatic. Like, Van Damme versus Van Damme. Brother against brother.
Yeah, like, I will say sometimes in, like, action movies and horror movies, having no music during, like, a scene like this is effective, but I don't know.
It seemed like a budget issue. They just couldn't get music in. All right, two more hits, and then I'll stop you guys.
Wow.
Oh, that's right. It's about a tunnel.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that, too. Not going to lie.
It's like, what do you mean the tunnel? It's like, wouldn't that be in public works?
It's also so weird hearing a movie say that word from earlier. And I'm just like, oh, my God. Like, it's not like it's cringe to me, but at the same time, it's just like, it's so weird to hear that in a film.
Mm-hmm. They brought it up for, like, 5 minutes at the beginning, and then it's just like, oh yeah, the tunnel is a thing that they want to get rich off of. Because they owe that money that the country owes them. Mm. Where is he running? It's an island. Like, you can't go anywhere. Finally, some Alex backstory.
For your Oscar consideration, Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Sand in my crack.
Do you, like, sleep in the ocean? Like...
Yeah, it's implied that he got drunk by the beach, which sounds awesome, but also sounds really terrible.
Oh, damn. Thoom fired that.
He also slept outside, too?
Yeah.
I mean, my dude's just playing Man vs. Wild, so.
I like how the rich guy has, like, an evil military outfit.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Did he break his neck like in mid-flip?
I think so. One in the chamber.
But, yeah, he ejected one in the chamber, so it was already low.
Oh, no, just kidding. He had a few more.
Man, thank God this is one of those infinite bullet guns.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? Plop.
And you know, don't take the M16, take the pistol.
Well, in this universe, pistols have, like, unlimited ammo. Like, M16s probably have five bullets.
Yeah.
Clean shot.
One shot, one kill.
Gain the lead.
Oh, smart.
You thought.
I was surprised.
That was clever, I'm not gonna lie. Some random rope chilling there.
Yeah, thank God this, like, hotel is designed to be, like, a fortress already.
He gave him the gun, what? Just so he could do some grip kicks.
But, see, that's how you, like, lean into the Van Damme, like, karate. You don't just, like...
That's true. Anyone peep the name of the ship was the Golden Glory?
Wait, how is Zhang waiting for the helicopter when he was on the helicopter?
Oh, yeah, you're right. That's the same one with all the people was, and he changed that.
Yeah.
Damn, I didn't even think of that.
Yeah.
What the hell? There's two Zhang. There's two Zhang. Zhang's also a twin.
That's a twist. Quadruple impact.
Who was that guy? Man, I really do love an evil boiler room.
Damn, imagine being in that boiler room with them suits on. Jesus.
Oh, man, yeah.
You know, boilers don't have, like, that red industrial light as, like, a thing. That's just, like, you have, that's a decision. You know, like, that's not just come standard.
Unless it's like Freddy versus Jason or something.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's just an evil boiler room.
It's just like in movies back in the day, whenever the moon was out, like, the whole lighting would be blue at night.
Yeah, instead of, like, a pale white.
Yeah. With the rest of your family.
Is it implied that every like Chinese guy in Hong Kong has like weak ass necks? Like. Or Alex, whatever.
Yeah.
I assume you're here for the double impact.
Da-na-na. Dan on it. Break the ice, Britney Spears style. Are they just blasting him with hot air? Is that what that is?
I guess so. Like, there's just like a hot air hose.
So my man's getting a free sauna.
I think it's a ship, or one of them is like the cargo, and the other one is just like bathed in black.
No, no, no.
I feel like this should be the moment where he really embraces his killer instincts instead of, like, some guy. This is Chad, by the way. Twist!
Oh, not the barrels.
They're flammable.
No, it's okay. They're inflammable.
Oh, okay. The barrels aren't red, so they won't blow up.
Oh, God, spurs! where's Alex? Alex is just in, like, a void.
Like, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, where is this in the ship where only the light's on him, but not on Spurs?
Yeah.
Also, how are you not hearing the guy's foot?
Yeah, you said Bloodsport style.
Did he do a 360 with them Spurs? Shit. Yep.
I mean, yeah, this is stylish, but like, where the fuck are they? Like,
they're in an open warehouse.
Wait, this room's only like 2x2. Like, he immediately caught him.
I just love how the lighting is like super dark, and there's like only a teeny tiny bit of light on him. Then it cuts to a like sideways shot where they can silhouette like a whole wall. Yeah.
That's a bright ass light.
Oh shit.
Chad's a Donkey Kong.
Yeah, he is lifting it over his head. That should strain him. Like, don't.
So, you know, come like, on, take it easy.
What would Mario do?
Oh my god, that would break your foot.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, all right. A little realistic. He's holding his foot. Okay, that's fair.
Like, it would be easier for him to dodge than to kick.
Oh, I gave him the nutter. Of course.
Oh, they're gonna enter the void?
How beefy his forearms are, Christ. My god, dude.
See, he's not Jack, but he's big, you know? Yeah. Bolo's just like a big dude.
Even though he's like 75 in real life, he'd probably still kick my ass.
Oh, he's like a real martial artist. And then he just like got big for movies. So, still a dude you don't want to mess with.
Is that a little Bruce Lee action? Is that what that was?
He's doing, like, Olympic lifts. Like,
yeah.
Let him keep doing that. He'll be tired.
I lift things up and put them down. Oh, he's just going to go in battering ram style. Okay.
Damn, Van Damme's got the ups.
Got, like,
you have to jump up, like, 6.5 feet in the air, right?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I love that defensive scream.
lots of yelling.
Oh, we know where this is going.
Oh, shit. I'm waiting for the Ninja Turtle skeleton shot.
Well, that's only going to make him stronger.
Usually that either like kills you or makes you stronger.
I like how when he fell to the ground, it had like a slow shutter speed.
Oh no, that Van Damme would be dead. All that always.
Yeah.
I bet you that was one of the Van Damme, like, stuntmen. He had the same haircut.
Yeah. Oh, God, it's sitting on top.
Yeah, you have to out-sex her. Yeah, they're like, this is the first time they've ever met.
Yeah.
Like, there's no tension. It's like, this is a stranger.
Who are you again?
Caught you lacking. Aw, no, you don't do him like that.
So her, like, go-to moves was, like, a knife and a stick fight, like, not on that butt.
Yeah, right? Trying to deflate them booty cheeks.
Oh, he poked her right in the insta-kill spot.
Yeah.
What about Frank? They just left him?
Yeah.
He doesn't matter.
You cool, Frank?
Yo, did you see how fast he was going in that long shot? Christ. Looked like he sped that shit up 3 times.
Well, as a gangster, he's like, physically way more fit, so.
Fair.
He's also, like, you know, a short distance sprinter. Yeah, they caught up with these old guys, like, pretty fast. Now, like, you know, they're, like, almost behind them. Listen, I'm going to bring, like, a potential extra target and problems. Like, why does she have to go join him? Like, she can't fight. This is like, you know, the final battle. They're very, like, wildly different. One guy has a gun.
Yeah. It's like two prime Van Dams versus, like, two old businessmen.
Oh. There's gonna be a whole lifetime supply of cushions on that truck to break his fall.
Mm-hmm.
So he's got a safety net, so this is cheating.
Playing with cheat codes enabled. Is there a car in there? It's the big vehicle.
You know, crawl under it. There's enough spacing.
What if they just drop and you get splatted?
Yeah, but the person operating this won't know that. Like, he doesn't even have a gun. He had a fire, like, fire hydrant. Or no.
Oh shit, Kane Sword.
Where'd he get that?
Man, how many? If you have a Kane Sword, aren't you just waiting for a fight where you can use a Kane Sword?
Yeah.
Ow! Fatality. How did he pull it out?
I mean, they just, like, went through all the gear, so he didn't pull it out. He just, like, wrote it down.
Take that, water.
Oh, yeah, the tunnel.
So we...
What half of him?
Did they teleport? Like, how did he get there so fast?
Ah, they did a lethal weapon too. How's Van Damme controlling this? Yeah, thank God this crane is, like, voice controlled, because no idea how he's able to, like, time that. Yes. Ah, close up. Yeah, we're gonna address that wild dream he had. Oh my god, why did Frank just wander in by himself, like, unattended?
Yeah. Thanks for leaving me down the ship.
He's like, oh yeah, there you are. I forgot about you for a third of the movie.
Yes. Here we go.
Wait, what?
That's the end of the movie.
Oh, that's so perfect. The freeze frame. I forgot what movies used to do that.
And now we get the awesome...
Damn, who's doing...
Impact.
Who's doing this banger right here?
I think it's like Jen. I think it's G-E-N.
They're like a random Chinese, like, rapper from the 90s.
Yeah, this is something like the Maniac Cop 2 rap.
Dickie Beer, stuntman.
Oh my god, feel the impact?
Yes.
I'm not gonna lie, I remember when, like, every product in the 90s had a jingle on their commercial.
Oh, the car actually was all by Van Damme. I thought it was, like, another.
God, this is such a banger.
I mean, I would play this at the DJ at the club. Grip was George Papa Nicholas.
Makeup by Zoltan.
Zoltan.
Key Swing by motherfucking Gary Sheets. He's like, hey, I'm a gigolo. My name's Gary Sheets. Definitely put in the Double Impact Spotify playlist on after this.
Oh, this is definitely on Spotify.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure I could actually find this on like a 7-inch, like 45 record too, as a single.
Like, do you think this song existed before the movie, or do you think the movie was,
no,
like...
No, this is made for the movie, probably.
Yeah, 100%.
I mean, it's got all the hallmarks of the 90s song, with, like, jingle in the back, like, bells. Whatever, like, the shaky sound.
I feel like the only way this song could be better is if it was, like, actually, like, a plot, like summarizing the plot of the movie.
Yes.
Alex and Chad, they're twins.
I mean, it sounds like one of the brothers is singing. Like, the lyrics is about, like, overcoming things.
Yeah.
And then it's, like, now you're twice as strong and stuff. Oh, the nurse is Flavia. You know, the famous nurse.
What special effects were in Los Angeles?
Like the
signs? That was the green screen.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense. This song goes on for way too long now.
Meridian Studios, probably not even existing anymore. You mean the VFX weren't by Skywalker Sound? What?
Wait, there was actually one guy that was responsible. Probably had more people working out. Like the main point of the room. Honestly, I guess we're watching the credits to figure out who sings Feel the Impact.
Give It to Me by Jen.
It's all Jen,
oh,
man.
Oh, yeah, Jen does the whole soundtrack, dude, look.
Yeah.
Who is Jen?
I don't know. He does 4 songs on the movie. That's the only credited songs in the soundtrack. Let's see what his ass is up to these days. Let me see. Oh. Hold on.
I've looked before, like there's no info on Jen. Like,
no, dude, I don't even get a Wikipedia off that guy.
Yeah.
It's definitely like someone's cousin they just hired for this movie and that's it.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, he can sing like slightly good. Just add some reverb to his vocals.
There is another Jen, but he's like, he's born way too late after this movie. Like it.
End credit scene?
Yeah, set up for the sequel.
Oh my gosh, that was good. I'm happy that was my first like actual Van Damme movie I paid attention to.
Yeah, like it's competent. They address certain things to like get you over the hump of why both Van Dammes like aren't like they come from different backgrounds and
yeah.
But then one of them explains why he has more of a like a French accent, even though it's Belgium. And then the other one, they just didn't bother to explain why he has an accent.
They're twins. They talk the same, even though they grew up in different environments.
Yeah, at least the Parent Trap, one was raised in London and had a British accent and could fake an American accent, and the other one was an American that could fake a British accent. Mm-hmm. But they couldn't figure that out for this movie.
I guess it's like Christopher Lambert in Highlander. He didn't know what accent he was going to do.
So, I mean, the movie's confident. It's got a point. I still don't understand how they get money from the tunnel. Like, that was another thing that they kept stressing randomly.
I think you're right, because, like, especially when you had to tell us three different times, like, oh, yeah, it's about a tunnel.
Because, like, the people that owe them money are all dead. Like, they killed the investors. Like, the other two guys are the people that would owe them money.
Yeah, like, they're supposed to get, like, they're supposed to get royalties from the tunnel, I guess, or something.
Like, all that, like, thought.
Yeah, I'm like, this is a weird plan. Like, that didn't really have to be about the movie. They could just be about revenge, and I get that. But then it's like, they really threw in that tunnel as an extra, like, thing.
Yeah, you gotta get your inheritance from Zhang and Griffith.
Yeah, but it's like, it really would be about like the country paying them back royalties than the gangsters. But you know, that's the movie magic. But yeah, like it's age exactly what I thought it would be. Like, I saw this movie when I was a kid, and it's pretty much the same feeling where, like, the action's fun, it's silly, but, like, subplots just kind of, like, go their own pacing, but that, like, sex scene is way weirder now as an adult.
especially since it's a weird, like, drunken, like, jealousy dream from Alex, which is like, my brother, he's definitely fucking my girlfriend right now.
I guess you gotta think to yourself, what's more weird, the sex scene in this movie or the sex scene in The Room?
Oh god.
Oh, it's like on that level of like spinning lights and just like, but like it's faster in this, so it's not as like long, because The Room is way longer. It's like more.
Oh yeah, dude. It's like almost along the lines of, I think it was in, what, season two of Cobra Kai, when Johnny Lawrence had that, like, sex dream about Miguel's mom. Like, and it was totally, like, 80s fueled and shit like that.
even though it's the 90s now, it was 91, but it was, like, trapped in the 80s.
Yeah, that's how he is. He lives in 2020, but he's still trapped in the 80s, yeah.
So, I know you don't watch a lot of Van Damme movies, Justin, but, like, I hope this really ranks high. Like, it sets the bar high for you.
Yeah, I'm so curious. Like, if y'all want to watch any of the other movies, I'm totally down. But I'm, like, I want to go down the Van Damme rabbit hole at some point. I watched the Street Fighter movie when I was a little kid. But, again, I don't count that. If I haven't seen a movie since I was, like, 15 or so, I want to say. I'm 30 now. I don't count that.
No, I get it. It definitely perspective changes, and then now that you've seen like enough movies, you definitely can revisit this and be like, okay, is this art or is it just like schlock? Like, you'll find that pacing real fast.
I mean, there's movies that come out in today's day and age where I'm just like, I will never watch this movie again. But with Double Impact, it's like, back in the day, it was just probably a serious action film, and Van Damme was, like, very proud of it. But, like, when you watch it today, it's, like, it's exactly what we're doing. It's a fun movie to watch tipsy with friends. Like,
Oh yeah. That's the beauty about Double Impact. Like, the fact that, like, it still holds up as, like, it's competent to, like, get the point across where it's, like, why this is happening. It's just the smaller details of, like, wait, this is over a tunnel. like Frank really messed up on tracking the other twin.
Yeah.
The girlfriend that still works with his evil boss, like, took her like half the movie for her to realize how evil he was. Like, so like certain things like that, like, don't hold up well, but it's forgivable. Like, it's still like, you can remember like 91, like, it was just the loose like era of just like, let's just put plot points together.
Yeah, it's together a little bit.
It's definitely like a deeper cut, slightly deeper cut Van Damme. Like, it's like,
yeah, Van Damme's better known for like karate tournament movies.
Yeah.
And then this is the one where,
yeah, Bloodsport, Kickboxer, like probably the two.
The Quest.
Quest, I think the Quest is probably a deeper cut one.
Really? I don't know.
Time Cop is a huge Van Damme one. Hard Target's a huge Van Damme one. Street Fighter's a big Van Damme one. This is like, I think Double Impact is kind of like, it's on the same level as like Lionheart, the Quest, yeah, Lionheart, Sign of Death.
You know what's one movie we gotta watch next? Double Team.
Who's
in that? Is that another Van Damme?
It's Van Damme and Dennis Rodman.
Nice.
Basketball player Dennis Rodman,
and Mickey Rourke.
Oh yeah, he's the guy.
Yeah.
That's another one. While we're getting that in the future, we'll definitely figure that out. But yeah, like,
Double Team is fucking insane. If you thought Double Impact was crazy, like, Double Team is like just like absolute nonsense.
Like, it takes it to the extreme. Like, everything that you thought that was silly here is like way more in Double Team. It doesn't connect to anything. Like, none of this connects. But just the word Double Team is in it.
Double Team turns into like The Prisoner, like that classic like 60s show for like the entire middle of the movie, because like Van Damme ends up on like an island of like retired spies that can't leave the island. Oh man, yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking at Bloodsport right now. I don't think it was released on Blu-ray ever.
What?
Oh, Bloodsport has to have been released on Blu-ray.
Okay, I think I found like a European one that's like multi-format, like region free, I believe. But I don't think there was ever an American like release like that. Yeah,
I bought it, it was all over the place for like years ago. There was like a Bloodsport Time Cop like Blu-ray double pack that was like everywhere.
Yeah, that's what I'm reading right now. It says Bloodsport Time Cop Action Double Feature Blu-ray.
Yeah,
but it says
that one was like everywhere, like back in the day. Because this is like released in 2010, but like, yes, around that time, like, that was like at Walmart, that was everywhere. So maybe it's out of print now, but
yeah, it's probably out of print. But I guess usually whenever I see multi-format, I just assume it's like European, but it's region free or something, you know. But I guess not.
Like a low quality rip. That's usually a safe bet.
Well, what's this Bloodsport? The Red Canvas? Is that a spinoff or something? What the hell is that?
There's like five Bloodsport movies.
We're not going down the rabbit hole of like Bloodsport movies. That's like a whole different thing.
Only the first one has Van Damme, and the rest of them are just like crazy like spinoffs and like the Dark Kumite and like all these like crazy Bloodsport.
Okay, you have a movie with Van Damme in it. What the hell is your budget where you have a spinoff of Bloodsport and you still can't afford Van Damme? Like,
oh, they're going for like shoestring.
Yeah, like Daniel Bernhardt was like star of like the rest of those like Bloodsport movies.
Yeah, like they totally replaced him with like other characters, and then they just kind of lost meaning until they kind of came back with. Well, no, sorry, I always confuse Bloodsport and Kickboxer. Like they're kind of similar.
Well, all those movies got sequels. Like Best of the Best has like four movies, and like Kickboxer has four movies, and Bloodsport has like four movies. Like,
yeah, but at least Kickboxer, you can confuse Bloodsport and Kickboxer because they're essentially the same movie, but. Yeah. Van Damme came back for Kickboxer, like in some of the sequels, like he just showed up again.
Yeah,
just for funsies.
Yeah. So Zach, you want to set us off? Actually, before that, like Justin, do you want to say where the people could find more of you?
So for me, realistically, I mean, I'm on YouTube at JJ Lomas Entertainment. I'll just do random stuff. I kind of had like a. Not an epiphany, but what would you say, like a realization recently, just like kind of do stuff at my own speed, don't feel the need to like upload stuff all the time. I don't know, but either way, I'm on YouTube at JJ Lomas Entertainment. Instagram is the same handle. Sometime I'll post movie reviews on there that I just don't have the time to do a whole video on, because let's be real, we're all adults here and mm-hmm. life gets busy. Yeah, that's about it for me.
All right. And then, yeah, and you can find more of Everything Action stuff's over at everythingaction.com. You can find our regular podcast and all the regular features up there as well. And we will be back next month with another commentary. So, yeah, so for Justin and Chris, I am Zach, and we will see you next time.
For more Everything Action, head to www.everythingaction.com. You can also follow us on Twitter at EVAction, on Facebook by searching for Everything Action, and follow us on Instagram at everything.action. You can also subscribe and get more episodes on Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify.